Teresa Murray is a consumer watchdog with the U.S. Public Interest Research Group. She joins us all the time. Teresa, usually we're talking about food. This week it's cars.
Yeah, which one of those cars do you have, Lisa?
Well, I've got a Toyota 4Runner. Now, I know you your ears perk up when it's your brand,
yeah.
But this is predominantly for Toyota Corollas, right?
Yeah, well, just, hold on there because it could expand. So what we're talking about here is Toyota, they've already recalled about 42,000 Corolla Cross hybrid SUVs for the 2023 and 2024 model years. It says that there's some kind of software error, these computers nowadays, and it could cause you to lose your braking power, especially if you're going around a corner. So that would be bad.
Yes.
You might wreck into something. But here's the thing is right now, Toyota has told the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration that they're still investigating whether other models might have the same flaw. So you're not out of the woods yet there, Lisa.
Yes. And as you've pointed out before, the Highway Transportation Safety Administration, or Safety Board, nothing gets recalled without them being involved, right?
Yeah, not that we've ever been able to figure out. I mean, this is one of the few regulators that actually has some really authority over the manufacturers, and which, there are a lot of products that could cause unsafe conditions or cause you to get sick or have a fire in your house. But cars are probably way up high on the list of things that could cause somebody to get hurt or die if there's a problem. And certainly losing your braking power going around a corner or any time would be bad. And what this happens is the brake pedal, it says it can freeze or just be stiff. So it could be that it would just take you longer to stop, which, again, that's not a good thing.
Right, because if a kid is in the street running in front of you, that's a situation.
Yes. So, as with all of these things that we talk about all the time, Lisa, it makes me crazy. Your Toyota dealer will get around to sending you a notice if you bought the car new, and you might get it in 4 to 6 weeks. But if you want to try and get it fixed before that, I would certainly call your dealership.
Because many people don't buy their cars new, and they might have had one or two owners, and then you get lost in the shuffle. So be proactive on that. I think we talked a few weeks ago about the Jeep Wranglers and the Jeep Cherokee hybrids, where Chrysler has said park outside because there's a fire risk.
Yeah, so we're looking at about 154,000 Jeeps, and these are all the plug-in hybrid electric vehicles. And so there's the 2020 through 2024 model years, about 118,000 of the Jeep Wranglers, and about 36,000 of the Jeep Grand Cherokee. And there have been a couple of injuries reported so far. But this is, I was trying to debate which one I thought was worse, the Toyota or the Chrysler. But this one, of course, it's saying, don't park in a structure, don't park in your garage or anywhere close to a structure. But here's the other thing. It says owners should not charge unrepaired vehicles because the risk of a fire is higher if the battery is charged. So you should let the battery go dead. And then I don't know how you're supposed to get it to the dealership to fix it. So that's a whole other thing.
But, yeah, or how you're going to get to work tomorrow morning.
Yeah. Well, so explain something to me, Lisa. If this is the case, and they're telling people don't charge your car and don't park it and let it go dead, how does that help you if you don't find that out for 4 to 6 weeks and then you have to make an appointment? How does that work?
And people don't pay attention to this stuff. You really see it in the headlines. Unless that's your brand, you never look into the details. And this is an issue. It's an issue. It frustrates me.
We get what's called recall fatigue because we just get an avalanche of, it's Chrysler's, it's Ford, it's Toyota's, it's Mazda's. And sometimes you become numb to it. But what I do really, really, really encourage people to do is please, please, please go to safercar.gov, safercar.gov, singular car. That is with the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. You can register your own VIN, your 17-digit VIN, put that bad boy in there, and then you will get a notice if there is a recall affecting your car. But even if you've never done that and you're like, oh, snap, one of my cars may be affected by one of these horrible things that Teresa's talking about, then go in tonight and plug in your car, and plug in the VIN and see whether your car may have one of these or any of the other tons of recall issues that have come out here in recent months.
Great idea. Teresa Murray is with the Consumer Product. Oh, wait a sec. It's PIRG. So
Public Interest Research Group.
Yeah, I call you our consumer watchdog. And General Motors has now recalled 450,000 vehicles.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, you know, these are coming out fast and furious, and it's really just important for people to make sure that they know what's going on with their cars. The other one that I think is really important here is we're talking about the Mazdas, and in particular, I mean, this is one of the ones that came out recently, is about 78,000 Mazda MX-5s, it's a MX-5 Miata. And my son actually had one of those a few years ago. And what this one is there's a software error in the airbag control module, and it could cause the front airbags to deploy with excessive force. So at least we don't have metal fragments, I don't think, that are popping out like some of the other ones we've seen. But this is bad. But now this is on the heels of another recall involving Fiat Spiders and about 16,000 of them. They were built on the same platform as the Mazdas. So it's the Mazdas, it's the MX-5 Miatas, and it's the Fiat Spiders. And so if any of that rings a bell, again, go to safercar.gov and plug in your VIN and find out whether you could be driving something that's unsafe.
And then when you plug in your VIN, will you be on their list so in the future something pops up, they email you?
You would have to go ahead and just provide your contact information.
Okay.
The best way to do it is the app, but you can also sign up by email. But it won't send you push notifications without you telling it to. So, like, for example, if you gave me your VIN, I could look up right now and see whether your car is affected, but it wouldn't continue to send me push notifications unless I asked it to send me an update. So okay. I have push notifications for mine and my husband's cars. And,
perfect.
You know, every once in a while for giggles, I make sure that I haven't missed something. But I have it enabled as a push notification because you can be doggone well sure that if I have bad brakes or an airbag that's going to explode or a car that's going to catch on fire, I'd like to find out about it today and not in 4 to 6 weeks.
Plus, I'm with you, Teresa. I agree. Thank you for joining us.
Okay, take care.